They get to stay on the job until at least Thursday. That's when a federal judge will hear the union's challenge. Women and Infants announced the layoffs this week for more than 40 employees, including certified nurses' assistants, imaging technicians, food and laundry service workers. Their union, SEIU, is suing. Spokesman Patrick Quinn says the hospital's contract lays out conditions that must be met before layoffs.
A, we believe those conditions haven't been met, and B, if they had the right, they should have moved on it back in October.
Women and Infants says the layoffs are necessary to control costs. The lawsuit goes before a federal judge in Providence this week. Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.